The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Oh, praise you. Thank you for today. Thank you for how you have blessed us. You have been blessing us since 10 minutes to 8. Opening prayer to the main prayer, to the worship, to the morning teaching. You have been blessing us. You have been blessing us. You have blessed us. You will still bless us again. Thank you, Father. I stay under your servant. I stay under your handmaid. I pray grace will flow from them to me. In the name of Jesus, let your people be blessed. I pray the same grace that is flowing out where right now, we move to this place. In the name of Jesus, let eyes open. Let eyes open. Let people come to see Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let every blindness be taken away. Let every darkness be rolled away. Let every darkness be expired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen. Amen. We give God praise for His mercy. We thank God. Let's keep praying. Especially when you know that doing righteousness is difficult for you. Please. Always. That's why we are praying. You understand? You know that we pray a lot here. We pray for our soul. We are not just praying for our natural needs alone. We take time to pray for our soul. Why are we praying for our soul? If there is no problem, you understand, sir? If there is no debt in our soul, you understand? And why are we praying for our soul? We are praying for our soul because we know that there's still problem in there, right? That's why we are praying. You understand, sir? Don't just see what is not right and be okay with it. It's not okay. You understand, sir? You always forget to do what is right. And you now feel it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. Some people, it's not that they don't want to pay that. It's just that before they remember, they will have finished paying the bond. It's not okay. Spirit is fighting you. If you don't know, then it's that every attempt to do righteousness, even spirit always come to stand against. And that is why you are going to, you put your might to it. You understand, sir? And you do it against all contradiction. That is the way to fight back against spirit. You understand, sir? If you don't do that, you just discover that the little you are doing before God, you just lose it. Say amen. Somebody get what I'm saying? Say amen. Did you get me? We gain weight in the spirit by what? By exercise. That's why bodily exercise profited little. You understand? Bodily exercise. So Paul was trying to compare what? Spiritual exercise with bodily exercise. To tell you that the same way we gain weight in the natural is the same way we gain weight in the spirit is by exercise. You understand? You see, somebody who is giving 40% of his energy to God now, he didn't start from there. You don't understand? They all start by exercise. Do you get it now? Until you are able to empty your account for God's work, you didn't start from there. Do you understand? Nobody will force you into that kind of thing. It must be that you have used it over time and you have mastered the terrain. Do you get it now? Nobody learn righteousness by just sitting down and not take any action. Righteousness does not fall on people. You learn it consciously by doing it. That's the way we learn it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the way we learn it. And that's why, okay, you have to read Bible. Bible will not, you understand? Your Bible cannot just open itself and be reading to you. It's action word. You understand what I'm saying? You are going to put action into it. You take your phone, open your Bible, and read. That's, you are being conscious with doing right. That's the way to go about it. If you are not doing it, you just go cold. You understand what I'm saying? How do you increase fire? How do you do it? You flame it up, right? You fan it up. That's how to increase fire. If you don't fan it up, the fire will die out. It will die out. And that's why God mandated it, especially for the priest. The fire on the altar must not go out. So it means that some people were positioned to ensure that there's always firewood. Do you understand, sir? And always fan it. So that because if you don't fan it and you don't put firewood, the fire will go out. There's nothing like, God, please don't let the fire go out. It's not just prayer. You are going to pray and put action into it. And the fire stay. So if you don't put action into doing what is right, you are going to lose every sense of righteousness. You are going to lose it. Before you know, you do the unthinkable. Do you understand? Say that. Say amen. You will do what you can never believe you can do in your life. Say amen. Do you get it now? And that's why, especially husband and wife, you must watch it. Once you discover that for like a week, the unnecessary argument is just breaking out in our house, you need to check it. Do you understand? Say that. You go and check. Are we still on fire? Do you understand? Say that. You must check it. Because every evil spirit, they are looking for a cool place to come and stay. If your house is too cool, they stay there. You house demons in your house. That's just it. Do you get it now? So please, and that is why your husband must spur the wife to do righteousness. Wife, you push your husband to do righteousness. You don't leave your husband to it. When you leave your husband to just do whatever he likes. You understand, sir? No, that's not marriage. It's not marriage. Marriage is that the wife, you ensure that the husband is in righteousness. Lord, this, have you done it? I hope you have not forgotten. That's marriage. That's marriage. Because a man can forget. Because man always assumes he's too busy. You understand? That's the assumption of every man on earth. No man used to get time. They are always busy. But if we now check that thing, you got busyness. You see many free time there. Then you are not, you are using to play draft. I'm busy. You understand, sir? So you know that a man is always busy. So you that you are not always busy, ensure that he's doing what he should do. Mr. Man, please put this thing, add it to your busy schedule. You understand? Add it to your busy schedule. That's marriage. Do you get it now? And that should not cause fight. That should not cause fight. If you are a wise husband, if your wife is trying to push you to write, you should have a check in your spirit to know that, and this woman is saying what is right to. You understand, sir? Because some man, they are always right in their own eyes. You see, a man is always right in his own eyes. There's a hope for a fool than for him. You understand? It means that a fool is better than that person. You cannot be always right in your eyes. You need to at times pay attention and listen. You understand, sinner? That's the reason why you have a wife. So that your wife can easily tell you and they push you to write. Say amen. I'm just trying to say that this thing is for husband and wife. That is, if you are if you are really working together the way you should work together, if you are really doing well as a couple, it's easy. You can easily tap your husband to write. Love, that money, have you paid the tithe? That's wisdom. You don't leave your husband to it and allow him to do whatever he likes, because he may never do right. That's the truth. And the day the trouble will start, you are not going to be left out of it. You are going to eat it together. So we must know that. So we do righteousness by exercise. We exercise ourselves in right. Then we do it. We do it. Say amen. Say amen. And if you are the type who always borrow tight, let me quickly borrow it, I'll pay it back. You are deceiving yourself. You understand, say that? You will be borrowing. Only God knows how many times you have borrowed in your life. Let me quickly borrow it. I paid that. I paid back. Let me borrow it. You always borrow it. You are deceiving yourself. It doesn't cost anything to just do the right thing and just forget it. Say amen. Give me James chapter 4. James chapter 4. All right. Read from verse 1. Read from verse 1. You know, Wednesday, Daddy was talking about will and love. Can you read with me, everybody? Read. From whence comes wars and fighting among you? Come they not ends even of your laws that war in your members? Verse 2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Verse 2, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. But ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that what? The friendship with the world is what? Enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the what? Is the enemy of God. Verse 5. Do you think that the scripture seeth in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he seeth, God what? Resisteth the proud, but giveth what? Grace unto the humble. Verse 7. Read, everybody. Submit yourself therefore to what? To God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Say amen. Say submit. I like the word submit yourself therefore to God. You understand? I say submit yourself. Actually, yourself is your will. That was what that he was saying. Everyone was trying to say on Wednesday. I say yourself. Yourself is your will. Man is his will. I say submit yourself. Is submit your will. Do you understand? I'm saying that. Submit your will, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. You can't resist the devil until your will has been submitted. You can't. And he will flee from you. Resist the devil. He didn't say witches and wizards. The devil. The devil. This devil is in you. You understand, sir? I say the devil, hey, the doer of evil. That's the devil. To resist the devil, it must be that you have submitted, you have been submitted. You understand? You can't resist the devil until your will has been submitted to God. Then the devil can flee from you. Say amen. So the reason for submitting is for the devil to flee. Do you understand, sir? When you submit, the devil flee. Say amen. Amen. When you submit, the devil flee. He If you don't submit, the devil stay with you. The devil, no, the devil is your party now. The devil, this devil is your old friend. Do you understand? You can't cast this devil out. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you. You can't cast yourself out. Do you understand? You can cast out what is outside you. You can't cast out what is inside you. What is inside you is part of your being. It's your nature. You understand, sinner? Nature can be cast out. Do you understand, sinner? The thing is that nature can be unlearned. You can't cast out nature. You change nature by relearn and unlearn. You unlearn the nature. Then the nature will leave you. Say amen. Or you take a position against the nature. You live against the nature. Do you understand? That is how to push out nature. You can't cast nature out in Jesus' name. Do you understand? You learn names to undo nature. Say amen. Go to Matthew. Baptizing them.
Say amen.
First. Read, everybody. Can you read? Go ye therefore and what? Teach all nations, baptizing them in the what? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 9:20. Teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them. And say, baptizing them. Do you understand, sinner? That baptizing is teaching them. Do you understand, sinner? You teach them to do what? To observe all things. So now, all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, all things he commanded. Do you understand? When you teach them, now you are teaching them so that the devil can leave them alone. You understand what I'm saying? Say amen. There are devils you cast out. There are devils you teach out of a man. You don't cast it out. You understand? You teach them out. Say amen. And that's why Paul will rent a theater hall called Tyrannus. And for like 2 years, daily, he was teaching. Then a spirit fell. You understand? So what crashed Diana was not just prayer. You understand? They prayed, but much more. Paul was teaching. You understand? Why? Diana is not just one image or statue. You understand? Diana actually was what? Was a doctrine in men's heart. Say amen. Diana was what? Was a belief system that people have learned and they are used to. So they live their life by it. You understand, sir? And say, Diana was what? Was the God of the people. As a God. You can see one image. It's not just the image. The power of that God is not just the image. The power of that God is the belief system that image has sold to them. So there's a belief system the image has sold to them that made them live in a way. So to deliver people from such a spirit, you don't just cast the spirit out. You need to teach them out of the spirit. Say amen. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, that's at 19 verse 35, he said, ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the official is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell from Jupiter. Do you see that now? Verse 36 quickly. 36. See then that this thing cannot be spoken again. You ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. Why were they rash? Why? Because that spirit, Paul was removing the feet of that spirit from men's heart. Men were turning against the what? That spirit. They were turning against the way of life of that spirit. So Diana was a devil in what? In Ephesus. Say amen. Amen. So to remove the feet of this devil from people's heart, you need to keep teaching them. You teach them. It's not just lay hand and pray for them. You keep teaching them to change their mind. Because where spirits stay is in people's mind. Say amen. Amen. I say where spirits stay is what? Spirits stay in people's mind. Because you say amen. Amen. Spirit culture people to think in a way. So they stay in the mind of people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what they preach in church. You will still do what is in your mind. Do you understand? So spirit has cultured you in a way against God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So true deliverance is not just laying hand and pour olive oil on people. True deliverance is in enlightening people's mind to think away from the way spirit has taught them to think. That's true deliverance. That's why education is power. Why? It enlightens the mind. Anything that can enlighten mind is weak. Together now. Is weak. And that's why such revival don't last. You know, there have been many revival. Azusa revival. Many revival. Say amen. Can you say amen? Amen. There have been many revival, right? Azusa Street revival, right? Many revival in America. There have been many great revival. Many great revival. But revival that can last or that will last must be a revival that comes with light that can pierce into people's mind. If not, the revival will not last. You understand? Any revival that is just about meeting people's need, making lame to walk, making a dead man to rise. Do you understand, sir? Open the eyes of the blind. It can gather crowd. But the revival will not stay. Why not stay? Why? What control people is in their mind? It's not just physical. What control people is in their mind? Can you say amen? They can look submitting for a while. They can appear they are now born again for a while. Do you understand, sir? But let the revivalists leave the town. After a while, you understand, sir? That wave will just blow away. The devil that controls them will wake up and raise an ideology against that thing. You understand, sir? In fact, all those who have been saying Hosanna, they will start saying crucify him. The devil is in man's mind. It's not outside. Say amen. Amen. That's why Jesus could not commit himself to people. Yes, why? He knew what was in man. He won't. He did not commit himself to all the people shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! You know how many thousands of people were following Jesus? Say amen. Why? Because Jesus was multiplying bread. Imagine you went to a crusade, you came back with food. Bible said the next day, the higher boat, they were looking for him. They were looking for him. You went to a crusade. You packed bag of rice back home. Next day, sir, you will pack all your children. Let's go back to that crusade. The next day, they were all looking for him. You know, say, why are you looking for me? You were looking for me because you ate bread yesterday. Labor not for meat that perisheth. There's a meat that perisheth. Do you understand? But for me that endureth to eternal life. There's a meat that endureth.
That meat can treat man's problem.
Say amen. So, revival, you understand? Miracle revival can gather number. And I'm telling you, Nigerians have used it. It's not just Nigeria. It started with the American church. You understand, sir? America has used it to gather many members. A lot of members moved to Nigeria. Many members, thousands have been gathered to church. You understand? Just that the devil has not left them. The devil has not left them. The devil has not left them. Man's problem is beyond natural. Man's problem is in his mind. Is in his soul. That's the problem. That's where the problem is. And that's why gospel is so centered. You see, gospel is so centered. And all preachers of the gospel, they are actually so coach. Actually, they are so coach. Their main job is in man's soul. It's not outward. And that's why a preacher for a whole month may not talk about your natural. Do you understand, sir? But he's treating your soul. Because that's where the problem is. Jesus said, it is not what enters man that make him unclean, but what comes from man's heart. So out of man proceed all wickedness. Out of man's heart proceed all evil and wickedness. It's not out of man's belly. There's nothing wrong with your belly. Say amen. And that is why evil, it doesn't matter what you, as long as you don't eat what will runs your tummy. There's nothing unclean in itself. Say amen. You know some people, you must not eat dog. You must not. I know discovered that all good, sweet, sweet meat, they will say you must not eat it. You don't know dog's meat is very sweet. You must not eat it. You must, why they say we should not eat it? We live in Ondo. Ondo people don't eat all these bush rats. They know they eat them. And because they don't eat it, the thing is plenty in Ondo. Anywhere they don't eat an animal, the animal will be plenty there. So anytime they kill it, they will give it to us. You must not use their pot to even cook it. You must not use their pot to cook it. After you finish cooking, you must not use their plate to eat it. I said these people, they are in bondage. Say amen. Can you say amen? Nothing. There's not anything that enters your bed, your tummy, cannot make you unclean. Do you understand, sir? He doesn't. What make you unclean is what comes from your heart. Where problem is man's soul. That's where problem is. The devil is in man's heart. He's not in his belly. And that devil has taken a seat in man's soul. You understand, sir? Has cultured your thinking, make you to think the way you think. You understand? That devil has formed your way. You understand, sir? My in content version here. This is what I want to do. That devil has formed your way. You can say that. You don't even have a way of your own. You don't have a way. A devil has hijacked your way, has make it his way. You understand? So, what you call my way is actually devil. It's not your way. You don't have anything of your own. Say amen. That's why people say, I know myself. I know myself. You know nothing about yourself. Yourself has been lost a long time ago. Before you were born, yourself has been lost. You understand? What you call yourself now is falsehood, is a lie. Somebody sold it to you. Say amen. Somebody sold it to you. That's why your real self, you can only regain it in Christ. Your real self actually is in Christ. That's why when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear. You will see the real you. Hey, give me verse 3, preceding verse. Quick. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. So your real life actually is in Christ. You understand? So what you have now that you call life is a lie. Somebody actually sold it to you. So now eat with Christ in God. Verse 4. When Christ, now anytime Christ is painted,
You will see your real life. So your real life is embedded in a pain. You understand? Your real life is in Christ. So when they paint Christ, you will know who you should be. Hey, this is what I should be. Then shall ye also appear with him. They say, shall ye appear with him? He's not talking about when you wear white clothes, shiny. No, he's talking about you will see your true self. Your true self. You will now know that you should not be an angry person actually. Do you understand? You will see your true self. You get it now. Somebody sold it to you. That's not your real self. Say amen. Do you get it now? That's why submit yourself to God. The word submit is also the word surrender. Do you understand? Surrender. Give me that place. Submit yourself therefore to God. Do you understand? Actually, you can't see this. You can't submit directly to God. Now, there are things that he has, you know, this verse has already put many things together. Do you understand? Submit yourself therefore to God. Actually, you first of all submit to Christ. You understand? Why? God is it. Christ is hidden God. So you can't submit direct to God. You submit to the Christ of God. Say amen. Or you surrender yourself. Say amen. You surrender. When you surrender, do you understand? Then resisting the devil will start. Say amen. And when you surrender, it's as you surrender, you resist the devil. You understand? You resist the nature. Say amen. As you surrender, you resist the nature. As they resist the devil. The devil is a nature. You understand? The devil is a nature. Give me verse 8. See verse 8. Read verse 8, everybody. Draw near to God. Do you see that now? Do you see that verse 7? He's not talking about the devil you can see physically. He's talking about a devil that is preventing you from drawing near to God. So if it's a devil preventing you from drawing near to God, that devil cannot be your neighbor living close to you. Do you understand? That devil must be in nature inside you. Do you understand? So the devil in you is the one preventing you from getting close to God. Now, to put away the devil, you need to submit to God. So, it's as you submit to God, the devil is being put in the way. Say amen. I don't know if you understand me. What is vitamin is terrible. You have never think what make you feel cold when they mention God. Do you understand, sir? But you get a lot with every other thing. You don't know it's a problem. You don't know it's a devil. Hey, say amen. When you hear every other thing, there's a way your energy come up. You understand? If somebody talk about one project that will bring money, there's a way you jump up your energy. Say amen. But when they mention spiritual exercise, obeying righteousness, there's a way one weakness. You don't know it's a devil. Hey, it's a devil. Actually, that is the work of the enemy in a man. Enemy has engineered a work that makes serving God difficult for man. It looks difficult. It's like when they put one heavy rock on your head. Then any preacher that is emphasizing that, you see the preacher as your enemy. Well, the problem of these people is too much. Why? They seem not to allow you to be free. You want to be free. Do you understand? So what do you call freedom now? You want to be able to, you want to live life away from God. Do you understand? Because what man call freedom? I'm talking about even in the Western world. Because what the Western world is fighting doing naturally is how to remove the God factor from man's sense, so that they can be free. Why? Because God is a limitation. When is a limitation? Actually, it's a limitation. God limits man from moving to death. That's what God does. God is a limitation. With God, there are some thoughts you can't take. You understand? So that God factor is a blockage that blocks you from moving to death. You understand? So what the Western world want, they want to remove that thing so that they can have freedom to move into any length of death they want to go into. Say amen. So nothing will be restricting them. Say amen. You can see that devil. You understand? That devil is against God. You understand? You can see it's against God. And it's in man's might. You understand? Now, what strengthened that devil in you is you not submitting to God. That's what strengthened. So, as long as you don't submit to God, the devil will gain muscle in you. Will be gaining muscle. What weakened the devil is you submitting, surrender to God. When you let down your will to God, then God crush the devil. The devil start losing strength. When you see people who are on fire for God today, they don't burn them with it. They don't burn anybody with it. It's as you submit to God. Nobody is born with it. In fact, all these people, since they burned them, they have just been loving God. It's a lie. Nobody is born with it. In fact, many of the people you see on fire for God today, if you know who they are when they were young, some of them are more terrible rascals than you are today. But when they encounter Jesus, they surrender. You understand? Then Jesus crushed their way. Jesus crushed their way. And that is what Jesus wants to do. Galatians chapter 2, quickly, verse 20. Say amen. Can you say amen? What make you strong? You understand? No, every child of God should be weak. Say it. Say what I say now. Say it again. Every child of God should be a baby. You understand? Should be weak. You should not be strong. You understand? What make you strong is because your will is still intact. You understand? It's what make you strong. You are strong in church. You understand? No, you should not be strong. You should be weak. Say amen. You understand? It's because you are strong. That's why you do what you like now. Because you are strong. If you are not strong, you will do what they asked you to do. It's because you are strong. That's why you are doing what you like. You will go and do against what they say. It's because you are strong. No, you should not be strong. You should be weak. And that is why you become a lamb in church. You start from being a sheep. Every sheep is weak. Do you understand? They don't have the mind of their own. They depend on the sheep leader. There's a sheep leader who lead them. Do you understand? So they depend on them. And the weakest of them all is the little lamb. You understand? So weak. A goat must not join that company. You understand, sinner? Because every goat, they seem to know what to do. You understand, sinner? They can jump fence. If you tell a goat to pass through the gate, it will be looking at you. You don't know what you are saying. I know where to pass. Don't tell me. Before you know, he has jumped fence. Say amen. Read with me. Can you read, everybody? I am what? I am crucified with Christ. Now, that is where the crushing begins. It's the cross. Say the cross. Actually, this is where Christianity begins. If you have not experienced this thing, you still they come church new. That's just the thing. This is where real Christianity starts. It starts with the cross. It's called crushing. You understand? or submitting. I say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. You understand? It means that that high has been crossed. You understand? Or that high has surrendered. You understand? So now, the crucifixion is the submitting. Then the devil will flee. But Christ, what? Liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh. I now live. I what? I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith. You understand? So it means that this man does not have his own mind. You understand? He lives by a righteousness that is revealed. Say amen. Whatever the Lord tells him to do, that's what he does. He doesn't argue with the Lord. He has submitted. He has surrendered his will. Say amen. This is where real Christianity begins. You understand? If you call yourself a Christian and you have not been crossed, you are still a baby, or you are a carnal Christian. Every spiritual Christian must have been crucified. Say amen. Or is being crucified. Meaning that your will is being crushed. Do you understand, sir? Do you understand, sir? You must have been, or you are being crucified. Or your will is being taken away. Do you understand? I say your way now. What you, the way you used to do things. I say we now. We can look baby grammar. The way you used to do things. That's the way you used to do things. Hey, Christ must tampered with the way you used to do things. Say it. If Christ has not tampered with the way you used to do things, you still have a long way to go. Say amen. As when you see a baby, in fact, from childhood, you start telling a child you cannot go that way. Abby. Say amen. In fact, if your baby wants to poo-poo, the baby can say, no, he wants to poo-poo instead on the floor. You understand? But some parents, you know some parents, anything you're dying for because the baby is crying now. He's crying. Have you ever seen baby who does not cry before? Have you ever seen? In fact, immediately they bring the baby out. If the baby does not cry, what are they going to do? They first of all wipe the baby so that the baby can cry. To tell you that cry is part of the life of that baby. You understand, sir? It's just like one woman. It's not even a woman. The lady is now a grown-up woman now. But anytime she remembered the reason why she didn't go to school, she used to, maybe now she is now born again. Anytime she remember, she used to, let me say, dislike her mom. Why? Because the only reason why that lady did not go to school is because the mother said she used to cry anytime she's taking her to school. So because of that, the mother will now say she should stay at home. One day she now asked her mom, "The mommy, it's not that we don't have money. Why is it that I didn't go to school?" "It's because you are the one who always cry. You always cry. That's why I don't want you to be crying. That's why I said you should go be staying at home." Ah! I'm telling you, that's the only reason that woman did not go to school. Because she always cry. She now asked the mother, "Is there any baby that did not cry? Then why did you now leave me alone because I was crying? You have done wickedness." Actually, it was wickedness the woman did. But the woman thought she was trying to help her because you always cry. So anytime, you know, there's a way not going to school can be so painful. And really, when the thing get to a point that you cannot even write your name correctly. Do you understand? You go to bank, you cannot sign where. You now remember the reason why you cannot do that. It's because your mother said you always cry. It will be like you should go and lock up that woman. Please, help me arrest this, my mother. And lock her up. Say amen. You know, if it is that the situation was so bad, no money, you know, that one is still tenable. But because I always cry. Say amen. I've never seen a child who does not cry. Going to school. Just that there are some unusual child. You understand? If you want to remove breasts from a child, the baby will cry, right? You understand? Not like John. The only thing we told John is that it has finished and he agreed. I've never seen that kind of child before in my life. Who can agree that breast has finished? He just agreed. The mother said, yeah, this thing has finished. And he just agreed. He started taking milk. Ah! Even me, I did not agree. I've never seen that kind of child before. Who will just agree? Every child used to cry. Say amen. If you want to take the child to school for the first time, the child will cry. The day we took John to school, he was happy that he was going to school. Immediately he got to the school and he saw me going. He started crying. Because he thought that I will stay in the school with him. No, I'm not going to stay here with you, sir. Bro, this is your house now. You will stay there from morning to 3. Every day. Even me, your daddy, I'm still there. Since childhood, I still didn't go school up to now. Say amen. Can you say amen? You can see now. You don't allow your child to what? To do what the child wants. Your child cannot say, daddy, I'm not going to school today. And you'll say, father, I know that you are even tired. Sit down at home. You are destroying the child. Say amen. Amen. So you can sit down. So now you start telling the child, no. You have to go to school. The child go to school. Before you know, the child start getting responsible. You understand? What do you think make the child to start getting responsible? It's because you deny the child what he wants. You get it now. So spiritual responsibility begins when you start taking instruction from the Lord. Not to do what you want to do. If not, you are going to die as a baby. You are not going to grow. Is anything you want to do, you always do. Nothing interrupts your decision. You are a baby. Say amen. Then something should interrupt your decision. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot just see something and want to buy and buy every time. You are not growing. I believe you have a 5-year-old child and said, daddy, please buy me a car. You go and buy a car for him. Maybe at best you buy a toy car. This is your car. Abi. You know, a child can ask any silly thing. He can even say, daddy, won't you buy me a gun? I'm telling you, a child can ask any naughty thing. Daddy, are you not going to buy me a gun? You now go and buy, go and give it to him. I'm not going to do that. The same way we are in the spirit. So a child, a newborn baby who just get born again, is a child. And that's where you ask God some things. At time God may give you. It will get to a time God will start denying you something. Do you understand? So that you can grow. Say amen. For you to, then when you grow to maturity, there are some things you won't ask again. Do you understand? You have now grown. You have become responsible. In that, when you grow to that level, you don't, Holy Ghost may not really be interrupting your decision every time. Why? You now know to do right. That's why you hear Paul say, we know, and we know, And we know. So he has grown to age of knowing. He can know. He doesn't need Holy Ghost to tell him. He knows. So that man has gained mastery of right. He knows what is right. And we know. And we know that our old man, we know. That's a man who knows. But we don't start by knowing. We start by taking structure from the Spirit. Say amen. Don't do that. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. No, this is what you should do. This is what you... Then we grow up. Can you say amen? Now that is how to crucify a man's will. You get it? Is by saying, no, you cannot do that. No, this is what it is right. What are you doing? You are trying to crush the will of that child. To make the child think right. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't do that, the child will grow with the child. Then when the child will grow with the child, it will get to a certain, a particular age, that to crush the will becomes difficult. Becomes difficult. It's just like now, you take a, you want to be beating a 20 years old girl. You have great trouble for yourself. You don't want to be flogging her to change now. All the job you should have done, you didn't do. It is now you don't want to start the job. It's already late. Except mercy help you. It's already late. Say amen. So you don't allow a child to grow with his way. You start trimming it down. Trimming it down. You understand? And so that a good child can be formed. The same way in the spirit. If you grow in the spirit with your will, you will grow a carnal man. Not a spiritual man. A carnal man. Why? Because a born again believer who did not go through the cross daily, we also grow, sir. Do you think he will not grow? No, he will grow and become a giant carnal man. There's a man like that in church, sir. They are carnal man. They are not baby carnal man. They are grown carnal man in church. You know, Paul faced people like that. Go to 1 Timothy. Let me show you one person. I think two there, right? Like that. Paul talk of... There are two guys that Paul talked about. Okay, go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20. Verse 19. Start from verse 19. Can you read? All the faith, he was talking to Timothy, and a good conscience. Which some? Can you say some? Having what? Put away concerning faith. So it means that these people, they were in faith. Because if they put good conscience away concerning faith, it means that they knew faith. You understand? They were in church. I've made shipwreck. Can you make shipwreck of what you don't have? It means they were in faith. Now give me verse 20. Verse 20. Of whom is what? Himenaeus and Alexander. Of whom I have delivered unto Satan. Now these people, they were grown carnal man in church. Who troubled Paul. They troubled Paul. And there's another man like that in 3 John. Is it 3 John? Give me that man. What's the name of that man? Okay. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, said Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Verse 10. Wherefore, if I come, I will what? Remember his deed, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious word, and not contending therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would. And cast them out of the church. Verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil. It means that that man was in church, yet evil. You understand? So he was in church. Now, if you are not growing spiritually in church, you will be growing. You will be growing against spirituality. You understand? You will be becoming more wicked. Why? The message we are preaching is not ordinary. This message can either make you or mar you. That's why gospel is not ordinary. If you stay under this kind of preaching and you seal your heart against the message, you become more evil. You become more wicked. You won't be innocent too. You become spiritually evil. Why? You are under light, yet you turn your heart against light. Now, turning your heart against light will make you more wicked. Say amen. In fact, an unbeliever outside who has not come into church is better than you. Why? His heart is still fresh. People like that, gospel can easily reach them. But you that you have stayed in church for a long time, yet not changing under serious light, you refuse to change, your heart will become more sealed. These people were also in church. They were evil men. But that which is good, he that doeth good is of what? Is of God. But he that doeth evil hath not what? Hath not seen God. So it means that people can be in church, yet they have not seen God. Why? Because they do evil in church. Why are they doing evil? They refuse to follow righteousness. They turn their heart against the gospel. So you can't turn your heart against the gospel in church. You trust God to open your heart to the gospel. So that gospel can change your heart. If gospel does not change your heart, if you turn your heart against the gospel will make you more evil, will make you more wicked. The same gospel should change you. Because you turn your heart against it, you become. It's not the gospel that makes you wicked, actually. It's your heart position that makes you wicked. Say amen. That's why if you don't understand the message, you trust God for grace to understand. Don't say, I don't even like all this gospel. Ha! You are not being innocent. Be careful. I don't even think me I can do this thing. No. You are not innocent. No. Be careful. Be careful of thought that runs your heart. Let Satan take advantage of you, of it, and use it against you. Because Satan can use it against you. Say amen. What am I trying to say? And I'm going to wrap up now. What am I saying? I'm saying that you can see what is gospel. Actually, the gospel is cross. You understand? And the reason for that gospel is to crush your will or to take your life from you. That's the reason. Or to give you another reasoning. That's gospel. So that you stop thinking like a mere man. You start thinking spiritual. Do you understand? So you have another sense, which is called righteous sense. That's what gospel does. So gospel enlighten heart and give you another sense. They give you righteous sense. You think the way Jesus would think. Do you understand? Because we think the way a being thinks before. I think you know that. We think the way Satan thinks. All the way you have been thinking is the way Satan thinks. Once that throughout a whole day, you run your mind and God never cross your heart. Something is wrong with that heart. Something is wrong. You are just busy doing kitakitakitakita. 24-hour finish. God never cross your mind. Something is wrong with that heart. That's why you must always have a check in your heart. Have a check. And the check comes from fear of God. You understand? You have a check. You want to do something, there's a check in your heart. Why? Because you fear God. Say, fear God. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to end on that note. Don't live life without fear of God, I beg you. Because some people, they don't fear anything. I don't fear anybody. There's nobody I cannot confront. Don't be too bold. You understand? So I fear. If you see anyone who is too bold, be careful of that person. Don't be too bold. So if you are too audacious, there's nobody you cannot challenge. Be careful. And that's why everybody should have someone he fears. Don't say, I fear nobody. No, that's not the right way to live life. You should have somebody you fear. Do you understand? You should have somebody that if they report your matter to, you if somebody tell you, I will go and report to the person, you will arrange yourself. You should have. Don't say, I don't have any, there's nobody I cannot confront. You are close to lake. You understand, sinner? You are close to lake. Because that kind of audacity is Satan. That kind of audacity is Satan. Now everybody must have somebody he fears. Do you understand, sinner? You must have somebody you fear. Then much more you should fear God. You understand, sinner? When you hear God, you should have a check in your spirit. You should fear God. Every heart must fear God. This is the end of the matter. Give me. Fear God and do his commandment. That's the end of the whole matter. You must fear God and do his commandment. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the last verse. Let us hear the what? The conclusion of the whole matter. Say whole matter. Whole matter. And you know, gospel is a matter. So the whole summary of the matter is that you should fear God and keep his commandment. That's the summary of the matter. That's the summary of the whole matter, is that your heart must have a fear for God. You must cringe. When you hear God, you should have a check in your spirit. Do you understand, sinner? You can be bold facially, but in your heart, you should be a baby. Do you understand, sinner? When you hear God, your heart should have a check. That's a healthy heart. Do you understand, sinner? That's a healthy heart. So it means that you know the terror of the Lord. That's why Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Why? Because we understand the terror of the Lord. We know that it's a fearful thing to fall into God's hand. Do you understand? So, we always check ourselves. Hey! And that's why every true apostle or preacher of the message, they have understanding of the terror of the Lord. You understand God's terror. So, there are some things you don't dare do. You have a check. Because you understand God's terror. You know what God is capable of doing. Say amen. Fear God and what? And keep his commandment. That is the old duty of man. That's the old duty. So you must fear God. You must have a check. You understand? That must check you. In fact, you want to do some things, God. That thing will check you. It will pull you back. I must be careful. I cannot do this thing. You understand? It's not that you fear people, God. It's that you fear God. You understand? There's something you will do. It's not even because people will talk. It's because of fear of God in your heart. I can't do this thing because I fear God. Do you understand? You must not lose fear for God. You must keep your heart with all diligence. Make sure fear of God does not leave your heart. Once fear for God leave your heart, that heart is close to death. Satan will take your heart. Before you know, say that we start using your heart to merchandise all manner of wickedness. Why? The check has been removed. Because the check is fear for God. It's in heart. And that is why that thing is in, God put it in everybody's heart. And that's why every man has conscience. Who put conscience there? God. That's why conscience is the last thing every wicked man break. Is the last thing. When you see a man, when you see a man who can easily kill, that man has broken conscience. You can easily cut off a man's head if your conscience has not been seared with hot iron. It's not, because that God put that check in man. You don't even need to be a believer. The check is there. To take a cutlass and cut off somebody's head, it must be that you have done something against your conscience. It must be. Say amen. God put it there so that man's word can know peace. Even without gospel. Do you understand? You won't just say, you won't just take knife and kill somebody. You understand? Even when you see that, when you see your brother, maybe knife mistakenly cut his hand, there should be a sense of compassion. You understand, sir? A sense of compassion. Ah, sorry. It's not that something is already wrong with your heart. When you don't have pity for people, you understand? You are too blunt. In fact, already I could get down. You don't know, some people talk like that. Some people talk like that. And that's why religion must not bottle you in wickedness. Because evil religion can bottle you in wickedness. You can see you can see human being dying beside you because you think he's a Muslim and you take away your eyes. Religion can keep you in wickedness. You understand? You should see human being dying and quickly rescue in spite of religion. That's a man who is healthy. Because religion can carve out wickedness boss for you. And you are wicked in your religion. Say amen. That is how to know a wicked religion. For instance, when you say, when you are, you are in one religion, on Friday you want to pray, you block the road. That's wickedness. So what about if a woman who is in labor want to pass? The woman should die inside very quickly. It tells you the wickedness in that your religion. Because there's no God should tell you to block the road for people to pass. That God must be a wicked God. Because you don't know who is trying to pass. What about if somebody is dying? If it is a true God, then that true God must have a respect for humanity. I'm telling you the truth. And that's why God of Israel does not joke with you, man. That's why anyone who kill in Israel, they must kill the person. You don't joke with it. Killing is not something you tolerate. It's a no-go area. You must not kill your neighbor. Do you understand? Why? Even to the extent of animals, if you see God of Israel, God of Israel don't joke with anything bloody. He doesn't joke with it. You can't just see any animal and kill anyhow. Say amen. Can you say amen? You can say, that is, when you say truth, truth is not religious. You must know. Because evil religion can make you wicked if you are not careful. Religion can make you wicked. And it's one of the things holiness movement in Nigeria wanted to wear on people. Make people wicked in religion. You see your sister, because she wears trousers, hatred. That's evil. Religion should not make you wicked. Nothing should make you hate humanity. Nothing. I say nothing. Anything that preach that to you is evil. Do you understand, sinner? Even if somebody naked herself, the first thing that she wants from you should not be hatred. It should be pity. Do you understand, sinner? It should be that maybe she doesn't understand. Maybe she doesn't know. Do you understand? And maybe she didn't check herself well before she comes out. It should not be hatred. Say amen. Yeah. Because once hatred comes, you won't mind if that kind of gay house accident. If I could just come and crush her. I want to corrupt her. You don't understand what I'm saying? Say amen. You should see human and love to help them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter. Somebody should not be dying beside you and you are looking at the person. Do you get it now? That's why nothing must boss you in wickedness. Even emotion must not boss you in wickedness. Do you understand? You must outgrow things that may want to boss you in wickedness. Because you can see a lady dying beside you because you don't want to sing. Hey, Obiri! You leave her. No. Say amen. Can you say amen? We are not in religious. We are pursuing life. Life is higher than religion. Life is not religion. And that's why we are free. Say amen. Can you rise up and pray? Kazima, leprekate, kashkipa. Mazoma, sekateka, leprekato kapali, gade, zibriali, mashapa, Gazo, Maze, 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 Gezomale, pray, pray, pray. Grant me understanding. In the name of Jesus. Egade gade kapregade maskopa leprekato kapali elikatsheka ale kaskopa leprekato mazopale leprekaskapali azopriade magade gato gabregade maskopa leprekato kapaliate legade kashe zoze kate kaprekato mazoprekate askele kas. Can you pray, Lord, grant me understanding? Give me understanding. Give me understanding. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.